Mr. Bartender, please don't be so slow. I've got time for one more round and a six-pack to go. Tomorrow morning, Sunday, I'm gonna be feeling low. So please, please, bartender, I want a six-pack to go. Oh, I've been a-drinking all day long, taking in the town.
I like Thirsty Turkey. I think it's my favorite day.
Just a honky-talking drum. Well, I don't have enough.
All right, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Thirsty Thursday afternoon. Hope your day is going well. And got Boston John out of the way, so.
Smooth sailing. Smooth sailing from
here. I don't think Aaron Rodgers should have been that upset by the Packers drafting a quarterback. I do think he has a legitimate gripe that they could have done more to help the team on the offensive side of the ball. But at some point, the Packers have to start planning for the future.
Yeah.
And so last year when they drafted the kid, Davis Love, in the first round, that's something I don't think Aaron Rodgers should have, you know, babied up about, for lack of a better term. He babies up a lot.
Yeah. Because, I mean, he did it right before the Super Bowl. I mean, like, He just plays that card like, well, I don't feel like playing with him anyway.
So, anyway, I'm just not a big Aaron Rodgers fan. Good quarterback. No question about it. Very good quarterback. If he was on my team, maybe I'd feel different about him.
Yeah.
But he's not on my team. America's team.
What would you do if the Cowboys got him?
Oh, I'd probably love him to death.
Yeah.
You know, that's just the way it works. If he's on your team, you can put up with nonsense if he's on your team. 843-721-9500 is the number to call again. Clemson defeated Georgia Tech 2-0 today in their first ever ACC tournament win. And they're now 41-5. They will take on the winner of the Notre Dame-Virginia Tech game. That game will be at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Braves lose 8-4 today to the Blue Jays. So they went 0-6 for the season against Toronto. So, and haven't seen any update on Ronald Acuna. Took a bad spill running out of play at first base. Looked like he turned his ankle a little bit, but I have not seen any update from anybody on that. Hopefully he is going to be okay. Pac-12 has a new commissioner, George. I have no idea how to pronounce his name. K-L-I-A-V-K-O-F-F. Klavikoff. How about that? That's close enough. He comes from the MGM Resorts, and he is now the new commissioner. Said all the right things. He said today in his when they presented him today, he is in favor of expanding the college football playoff, and he's also in favor of universal name, image, and likeness legislation. So he came in and said all the right things. What a little bit I've read about him today, made a lot of money for MGM Resorts. Also, he was involved in Hulu, I think, as well.
Oh, the so, team program?
Yeah. Oh. So, no, the hoop. Hulu hoop.
Oh.
He invented the Hulu hoop.
He ain't that old. I think he's been around for
so
a while.
So, George Klavikoff, I'm not even sure how to pronounce that. I probably should have looked at the pronunciation, but I didn't. So, sue me.
Well, I mean, you know, Google is a beautiful thing, and all you got to do is just hit this button right here, and it'll...
Klavikoff.
Klavikoff. Okay, there you go.
Now, I think we got it.
So, I will give the Pac-12 credit. Usually when you have these announcements, the announcement I think was at 1 o'clock Eastern time or 2 o'clock Eastern time. It was 1 or 2 o'clock, and nothing got leaked out. Nobody had any idea who the new Pac-12 commissioner was going to be, and that's rare in this day and age. For something to be kept a secret and not leaked out or not hit the Internet before it happened, That was a pretty big deal today over in the Pac-12. We've got controversy in NCAA women's golf. The regional that was scheduled for Baton Rouge never got a single shot off after 3 days. Now, they had some weather, but the way they handled the end of it, NCAA official came out, walked down some steps. You had all the teams out there and basically said, even though the course is playable, it's not playable at a championship level. So they just canceled the tournament, and the top seeds in that regional advanced to the national championship. And you can imagine supporters of women's sports, women's golf, not exactly happy how this was handled. And rightly so. I mean, don't come out and say it's playable, but it's not playable at a championship level. I mean, at some point, your main concern would be to get these girls on a course and get the golf in. It may not have been how it was originally planned, but I think if we've seen one thing in the last, year and last 14, 15 months, you got to be ready to adapt to anything. And we, as far as sports is concerned, we have adapted more in the history of sports over the last 14 or 15 months. You just got to make it happen. This had nothing to do with COVID. This was more a weather issue. But don't say the course is playable, and then you don't let anybody play. I mean, you got, 16 teams out there ready to play golf, and you just sent them home after 3 days. Go find another course. Give the schools that aren't the top six teams that six seeds a chance. Just another bad look by the NCAA when it comes to women's athletics. And I grant it, women's golf is not gonna shake any things out of any trees or anything. It's not gonna, the sports world is not gonna come to a screeching halt to defend these women golfers who didn't get a chance to play. But this is just another misstep by the NCAA. You said the course was playable.
Yeah.
Why? It doesn't have to be a championship level. We just want to play. We've been here 3 days. We want to get on the golf course and do what we said. Some girls' careers, golf careers, ended in that parking lot in Baton Rouge. And they just made the announcement, walk back in the clubhouse. Didn't invite them up for a beer or anything. Y'all come on, drinks are on me. Come on, do something. Do something. Just a really bad look for the NCAA. Hey, if your dry cleaner's not picking your clothes up and bringing them back to you, you need to switch over to Lyle's. Lyle's can deliver right to your home or office. They'll come to your home or office, pick it up, take it and clean it, bring it back to your home or office. No extra charge for the service. So if you use a dry cleaner, give Lyle's a shot. Give them a call, 843-377-6994. Schedule your free pickup. Again, they'll come to your home or office, pick the clothes up, clean them, and when they're ready, they're going to bring them back to you. No more driving to the dry cleaners. And here's another kicker. If you mention you heard about it here on Fan Talk, you're going to get 20% off your next order.
Can't be that.
So I would save up a bunch of clothes. I wouldn't take one shirt and get 20% off. Save up a bunch of clothes. Save up 5 weeks of laundry. Send it over there and get 20% off. Save some big bucks there. Again, that number, 843-377-6994. I've been using Lyle's for years now, and they do a great job. And I always say the best thing about sending your shirts to Lyle's, they always come back with the buttons on the shirts. And that's not always the case with a number of dry cleaners in this area. Not going to mention any names. But mention Fan Talk, 20% off. Again, 843 877-6994. Our number is 843-721-9500. That is the number to call. Here's another story. You can't even make this up. This is so ridiculous. A homeless man spent several days inside the Southern Cal football facility, including sharing a jacuzzi in the McKay Center with other football players, eating in the dining hall with the players, and he slept in a suite at the L.A. Memorial Coliseum. The person was only discovered after an attempt to field punts during a recent spring practice, and then they realized, hey, this guy may not be a football player. So he's in the jacuzzi with players. He's eating at the training table with the players. He's staying in a suite in the Coliseum. And nobody noticed until he went to field punts. And that's where he was kind of revealed. This kind of like the guy that Luke had on. The guy that was living in the baseball stadium. I forget what pro stadium was on. But he lived there for like months. Security guards knew it. They just kind of looked the other way. And this guy just lived. I want to think he might have been in Philadelphia. Just lived at his stadium. And nobody said anything to him. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
To you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Good afternoon. Taking another look at the highways this afternoon. Police are continuing to report the accident on the Wando Bridge westbound. It is blocking the left lane, so use caution if you're in that area. Now we have reports of an accident on I-26 eastbound at mile marker 212. A disabled vehicle, Mark Clark eastbound at Virginia Avenue. It's a disabled 18-wheeler. Another accident we reported on Highway 17 at the I-26 off-ramp from the Ravenel Bridge. And another accident on the Ravenel Bridge southbound. That is blocking traffic, so use caution there. Otherwise, no other accidents or disabled vehicles are being reported at this time. This traffic report is being brought to you by CSL Plasma. New donors can earn $825 in the first month. Two locations on Rivers Avenue, across from the Northwoods Mall, and across from the Old Naval Hospital. CSL Plasma, good for you, great for life. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Wolf.
This traffic report provided to you by South Carolina Federal Credit Union. Recently recognized as the best financial institution by readers of the Post and Courier. Visit scfederal.org, South Carolina Federal Credit Union.
Brought to you by Home Telecom. My Wi-Fi X from Home Telecom extends coverage to the whole house. Live your world faster with Home Telecom. Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly cloudy and mild with a high around 68. Partly cloudy with showers around tonight. Chilly with a low around 55. Mostly sunny and mild Friday to launch another low country weekend. A high around 75. Looking ahead, a mostly sunny weekend with steadily rising high temps. With your low country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
Summer is back, and so is sipping, sizzling, and splashing. But sometimes you gotta beat the heat. That means more surfing, more streaming, and more shopping. You know, internet stuff. And Home Telecom has all the speed you need. Upgrade your internet to 300 megabits per second. Only $74.95 per month for a whole year. Get ready for summer. Upgrade your internet speed today. Live life ahead with Home Telecom.
Personality, it's reflected in your staff. But what about your office? Did you know your workplace furniture and technology affects the attitude of your staff and clients? Let the office people show you how a complete custom solution adds energy, inspiration, and effective communication to your office. They say, we do it all. Let them set up touchless collaboration in any space or add managed print services, interior design, project management, and more. Don't be a cubicle fugitive. Let the office people help your office today. Visit theofficepeople.com.
If you're injured, you're entitled to more benefits than the insurance company wants to pay you. What you need is an experienced, proven lawyer to fight for those benefits for you. Don't bother calling the insurance company. Call David Ayler Law Offices at 843-744-4444.
Shortness of breath, patient's confused, temp 102.
He just had an infection. What's going on?
He's
becoming septic.
Antibiotics started. Bed ready. Let's move him.
Infections can lead to a deadly chain reaction in your body called sepsis. Very quickly, sepsis can cause tissue damage, organ failure, and even death. If you know the risks, can spot the symptoms, and act fast, then you can get ahead of sepsis. Learn more at cdc.gov/sepsis.
Today, you hit the snooze bar. You checked your email. You checked your fantasy football team. You rejected an insulting trade offer. You ate your lunch. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a 175-mile-per-hour hurricane blows through your city, leaving it in a state of ruin. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
I walked away. I tried to smile and did a while, but it felt so out of place. Did you ever hear of a clown with teardrops streaming down his face? Pop a top again.
Hey, everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk. Here on this Thirsty Thursday. I think the older singers have better drinking songs than the newer singers.
Would you consider this one older or newer?
Fairly old, don't you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah,
it has an older sound to it.
Yeah, he has older, very much older sound.
Yeah.
Like old honky tonk sounds.
843-721-9500 is the number to call. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Well, you've already gotten through Boston, John. I don't know if he's called, but now you got me. So
there you go.
Maybe a trifecta today. So your show today reminded me of two things. First of all, you're talking about Aaron Rodgers. If he was, you know, he's a Packer and you hate him. But if he was a Cowboy, you love him. So that brought me back to the days of Steve Spurrier at Florida. And
right, exactly. Exactly. I mean, nobody was hated more by Carolina fans than Steve Spurrier. But when he became your coach, yeah, everybody was okay with it.
Well, you know, we had a code name on the radio for him, Richard Cranium, if you remember back in those days. And I won't go into that anymore.
I get it.
But, you know, when we got him, it was like the best thing since sliced bread. But when he was at Florida, man, somebody wanted to put a bullet in his foot, you know, just shut him up.
I remember one game, he was up like, they were up like 50 to nothing. And they were at the goal line and he went for it on fourth down. And they were winning 50 to nothing.
They ran an end around pass through the damn button. The end took the ball and threw it in the end zone. I mean, it wasn't even just handed off to the running back. It was a trick play, and it was. I think the final score was 56-7. I think that was the night it was so cold up there. That cold front came through.
That was it because when I left Charleston, it was like 90 degrees. When I got to Columbia, it was the wind was blowing. I don't know. I mean, it was blowing hard. And the temperature dropped in the low 50s, and I was sitting in shorts and a t-shirt. I was freezing that night.
I tell you how hard the wind was blowing in the fairgrounds parking lot. I was grilling chicken while everybody that I went with was warming the van, and I looked over there and the damn wind had blown. I had my chicken marinating, and when I took the chicken out of it, the wind blew the thing with the marinade off the table. That's how hard the wind was blowing out there. But I did have some Jack Daniels.
Right. You're right, though, about I mean, if you dislike him, but he ends up in your team, all of a sudden you like him. So.
Yeah. So you got another. I got a in the realm of you can't believe this crap story from yesterday. Right.
Right.
So I called you yesterday, and you know, we talked for about 2 or 3 minutes, and I hung up. I get home, and my niece, who lives in Savannah, was driving to Myrtle Beach to their place at the beach. She's on I-95. She's scanning the radio, and she comes across 98.9, and I'm talking on the radio as soon as she did that. And she texted me, said, "I heard you on the radio." What are the chances of that happening?
I would say it's not a big because everybody listens to us going up 95. So
yeah, right.
That's what I would tell you. Yeah.
Yeah, my 46-year-old niece that
there you go.
Probably looking for a country station, but she heard her uncle on the radio in Charleston.
There you go. That is pretty good. I like that.
Yeah, man. Thanks. To see
you. Okay. Thank you, Richard. Appreciate it. Back to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
You say you don't know a Toronto Blue Jays fan. That's me. I'm cheering for the Toronto
Blue
Jays.
Shut up. You're not.
I don't like the Braves.
You're just pulling against the Braves. You're not a Blue Jays fan.
I remember when Smoke played on them. They're my second team. Like, your second team is the Boston Red Sox.
Right.
Toronto is my second team. So don't say you don't know a Toronto Blue Jays fan.
I still don't. You. I will tell you this.
We're a good team.
In all the painful years that I've known you, I've never, ever, ever heard you mention the Toronto Blue Jays, ever.
All right, well, just let it go then. Okay. Anyway, I want to report on your equestrian team. How are they doing this year?
Their season's over with.
I know, but how'd they do?
They won the national championship.
You're full of hot air.
I don't know what they did.
I think they were 2-7 that runs in with the football team and the basketball team. Between the three of them, they didn't win 10 games all year. Between all three teams. Please. Please. You guys should consider getting out of the SEC and going to the NAIA or something like that. You know? Really. And you're going to complain about your football coach? Steve Spurrier was one of the greatest coaches, even as good as Lou Holtz. You guys won then. You guys won. Now, let me tell you for a second. You've got to learn how to
would you
punt,
shut up a minute?
Steal bases and play defense.
Okay.
What? It's called fan talk now. Please let the fans
talk. Well, I'm trying to answer your question, by the way. The Sacramento equestrian team finished fourth in the country. Thank you.
Okay. Well, they didn't win. Okay. Just wanted to let you know. I'm glad you looked it up. You have that accessibility now. You can look things up because you never knew what
like
Facebook was or Google and anything else.
Our equestrian team's kind of like the Ohio State in the college football playoffs. We were in it. We didn't win, but we were in it.
We beat Clemson. That's all you got to do is beat Clemson. Something you guys can't do, okay? Just beat Clemson. That's all you got to do.
Seems like you've never beaten South Carolina, so.
Well, we don't take heart to second Division II teams, you know?
Right.
We like to beat Division I teams.
I really got to go.
Don't be afraid of 2 o'clock in the morning. You see some car
sound coming familiar?
Through your cul-de-sac. Oi, child! Here we go.
All right, Jim, we got to go.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
How does no auto loan payments until summer sound to you? At South Carolina Federal Credit Union, you can take advantage of no payments for 90 days. That means extra cash in your pocket just in time for that road trip you're planning. Whether you're shopping for a new or used vehicle or refinancing an auto loan you have elsewhere, now's the time to park your payments for 90 days. Visit scfederal.org/autoloans for more details. Certain restrictions apply. Existing South Carolina federal loans are excluded.
Now's the time to get a great deal on Kubota equipment, like versatile number one selling Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, Z Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more details.
If you're on the hunt for a new Kubota, come see the helpful experts at Steen Enterprises. I'm Adam Steen. We appreciate your business.
This is Mike Mazzell for Stokes Volkswagen on Ashley Phosphate Road with exciting news. It's springtime and we're playing ball. Most dealerships don't have any inventory, but at Stokes Volkswagen, we do. So we're playing ball on every new Volkswagen in stock. Every new Volkswagen available with zero down. Qualified buyers can sign and drive with interest-free financing for 60 months. Remember, Stokes Volkswagen on Ashley Phosphate Road is the fastest, easiest way to sell your car and get the most money for your trade. Plus, we'll take any trade in any condition, paid off or not. Is your credit in a slump?
Strike two!
If you've got $500 down and you make at least $2,000 per month, our lenders can get you approved. So if you want to strike out, that's okay. But if you want to hit a home run and save on a new Volkswagen, come see us today at Stokes Volkswagen on Ashley Phosphate Road or StokesVW.com.
$16.66 per month per 1,000 borrowed for 60 months at 0% APR with zero down. Plus tax TAC. Includes $499.50 administration fee. Subject to VCI credit approval. Expires month end.
Peace and love at Stokes VW.
Buying an engagement ring is more than just saying you love someone. It's saying you don't want to live life without them, and you want to spend the rest of your life with them. And that's why it's Cattell's Manufacturing Jewelers. We so want to help when two lives come together. And why, just like you have your family doctor or dentist, we want to be your family jeweler, your full-service family jeweler. Full service because we work the metals and set the stones all in-house to create some of the most unique pieces, all for exceptional value. We also carry some of the hottest designer brands, like Coast Diamond, Romance Bridal, and Verraggio. But it's our unique ability to custom create unique specialty pieces in our workshops, just for the two of you, that make us your family jeweler. For your engagement ring, come let us show you everything that that can mean. It's good.
Billy wants to laugh, that's why he's here. You won't see him cry unless you spill his beer. He's on the dance floor yelling Freebird, singing off pitch, but he knows every word. Grabs him another girl and holds on tight, that he's chasing everything in sight. He'll fall apart when he gets home. Right now,
hi everyone, welcome back to Thirsty Thursday here on Fan Talk. Man, those good old drinking songs. Might be my favorite day of the week. anyway, hey, right now the best time ever if you want to sell your home. Low inventory, not many houses on the market. Ones on the market are selling fast. Many times up to $20,000, $30,000 over list price. Just think about what you could do with that much extra cash. You could buy new furniture for your house, buy a boat, buy a car, and actually with today's low interest rates, you could actually buy more house. Because of the low inventory, though, many people are having difficulties finding that next home. That requires an agent with aggressive strategies to find and purchase that home. That agent is my friend Matt O'Neill. Matt is a top-producing agent in all of Charleston. He's got a long list of qualified buyers, and they're ready to buy. Matt's the only agent in town that'll give you a strong, guaranteed offer on your home in just 24 hours, and he's got another option. And we tell you about this every day. Unbelievable. Matt will give you the cash to buy your dream home before you even list your current home. You heard me right. He'll give you the money to buy the dream home that you find before anybody else scoops it up, before you even list your current home. So be the all-cash buyer that wins that offer on your dream home. Take advantage of Matt O'Neill's unique cash-to-buy program. If you've listened to this show, you know I've never recommended another real estate agent until I met Matt. Call the agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. That's Matt O'Neill. Call them out today at 843-900-7300. That's 843-900-7300. Or you can go online to MattO'NeilRealEstate.com. Time now to check with our buddies over at Channel 4 Sports. Scotty Eisberg, how are you, sir? If you hit my house, you did not play very well.
No, I didn't hit your house. Thankfully, I didn't hit any houses. I didn't find my way out of the woods very often today either. So it was a rough go for me at Shadow Moss this morning, but trying to get back into it. And, I probably need a cocktail on your patio after.
Well, you can do that. So. You can do that. I'll be home at 6 o'clock. The bottle of Crown sitting out on the porch.
There you go. Well, if you you know who else needs a bottle of Crown, I think, is Bob.
Very forgettable, but Harris Pastides going to step in as interim. Not a better person on the planet to right the ship, I don't think.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Just a loved president. Did a great job. I think he's the perfect person to kind of bridge it back together, if you will. You know, he's the guy that, you know, everyone seems to like him, and there's no politics about it or anything. He's just a good university president and qualified. The university made huge steps under him, and a perfect person is a Band-Aid right now.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
And by the way, the tweet of the day, I don't know if you saw it, the state newspaper reporter, like their state house reporter, was tweeting today, and it just so happens that the K and the M are like next to each other on the keyboard of her computer. So her tweet was, reaction to Pastides being naked interim president. And then the quote from Henry McMaster is, Harris Pastides is a fine choice for almost everything. And I was howling when, like, Harris Pastides, naked president, McMaster says that he's a fine choice for anything. What are you? And then I realized that the K and the M are like right next to each other on the keyboard, and she might have mistyped that one.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Pretty bad right there. So what did you play? What was the occasion of playing golf? You got the golf fever or what?
Yeah, I kind of got the fever. I played last weekend up in Buffalo, and in horrible conditions. I actually played relatively well for me. That being said, that's for me. I think I shot 56, 57 on the front and the back in pretty terrible conditions up in Buffalo. And I played down at Congaree 2 weeks ago. And I don't know, just trying to get back into it when I have some free time. And, I'm not anchoring today. I'm leaving stuff for Dean to talk tonight so I can get a day off, because I'm going to be in Columbia this weekend for the soccer championships. I just had the morning off, and I said, heck, I'll go out there and play nine holes. So, yeah, no real reason whatsoever. I just felt like doing it. I think when you play it, golf's that game, man. Like, I could, the PGA's coming up. We got three tournaments here. When you kind of get the golf fever, you kind of catch the fever. And you just want to play a little bit more. And then when you play, you want to get decent and maybe hit a couple shots that will bring you back. And then, it's just kind of like, it just kind of catches you a little bit.
Yeah, it does. I haven't had the fever in a while, but we'll certainly be in golf mode. The whole city will be in golf mode next week.
Yeah, for sure. And then other big golf news is that Jordan Bird named head coach of Clemson about 5 minutes ago. So I think everyone expected that. He's the guy to replace Penley. I mean, he's the guy who's been his assistant for 15, 16 years. Jonathan Bird's brother, so he's a Clemson guy, a state guy. I fully expected that to happen. I selfishly kind of hoped that one of our two former coaches here in Charleston had a chance. Mike Wilson, who was Mike Wilson and Mark McIntyre, the old CSU and the old CFC coaches, were co-coaches of the year in Conference USA this year. So I selfishly kind of wanted one of them to get a sniff, but I figured that it would be Jordan Bird, and he is the guy promoted from assistant coach to head coach of a storied golf program at Clemson.
Yep, absolutely. He got some big shoes to fill, but like you said, he's been assistant there for, 15 years, you said?
I think he played there. He was an assistant for, like, 15 years. I mean, he's he's the guy. I mean, there was no question they were going to go with him.
Right.
Because I just don't think there's a big enough, you know, rising star name in golf that you could, you know, that I know of that you can go for that's just going to guarantee you victory. You know, like, I think, you know, it ain't broke, don't fix it sort of thing. So Clemson has a new golf coach, and yeah, that's pretty big news for them because it's a pretty storied golf program up there.
Well, give me to 6 o'clock. Just hang around, go to the driving range, and I'll be home a little bit after six, and I'll make you a post-match cocktail. How about that?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so, I'm at the point now where, I could see a little bit of improvement over the last couple times out. So I think that almost, like, that's what draws you back. That's what makes you want to keep doing it. And also the fact that it was 70 degrees and not a cloud in the sky. When I played in Buffalo this weekend, it was 39 and windy and raining. It was awful. So needless to say, you play at Chatham Moss in 70 and sun, I'll take that any day of the week.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Man, golf gods are cruel. You can play like crap for 17 holes. You get on 18, you're just done. You're never playing golf again, and boom, you par or something, or birdie, and it just draws you back in.
Yeah, exactly. So that's going on. A lot of high school news going on. Last night the whole Jerry Stutz thing blew up online. Online went crazy about the Oceanside Jerry Stutz thing, and then. Got some parents that called and they were, they didn't agree with the move that Oceanside made. Other parents were calling me and saying they did agree with the move. Oceanside has said nothing about it. I have reached out to the principal, to the athletics director. They haven't said a word about it. Not a word about the whole thing. But obviously, I talked to Stutz and he was very upset about it. And then last night I got an email that Oceanside had let go of their women's lacrosse coach on Monday. And she had just led them to a state title game. And then, I could not get in touch with them to confirm it or deny it. And then this morning, I saw an article posted by Oceanside that they hired a new women's lacrosse coach. So it's kind of a crazy situation that there's just not there's not a whole lot of communication going on, and I don't know why they've parted ways with these coaches. I'd assume they have every right to. They're on 1-year contracts, but I think I've had more people just curious and reaching out to me about what's going on at Oceanside, and frankly, I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. I'd like to find out just kind of what's going on, what's the reasoning. I mean, look, they have every right to part ways with coaches, to go in their own direction, to do whatever, but it just kind of left out there in the open, and it kind of leaves you guessing.
Yeah, and you would think, and usually schools will give you the spiel, we appreciate everything they've done for the program, and do that, but apparently they didn't even do that.
It was, I'm just kind of waiting to hear something, whether it be, I don't know. I don't know whether, about Stutz or the girls lacrosse coach, but, they have a new girls lacrosse coach now. They hired somebody today, and I've not heard anything about a new baseball coach. I'm assuming we'll find out when we find out. I don't know if I'll hear through the grapevine again, or it'll just be posted online, or what the kind of deal is, but just looking for information so I can relay facts. I think that to me is the most important thing. I just want to relay facts. I want the information. I emailed the principal. I emailed the athletics director, and the athletics director and I often communicate via instant message on Twitter and Facebook. I messaged on both of those mediums and didn't hear back either. So, I don't know where to go from there, but, I would like a solid answer to pass along to people, but it seems like it's garnered interest of a lot of other schools as well. A lot of other coaches from other schools have reached out about, hey, what's going on there? And frankly, I don't know besides what I've confirmed on my own, and that's through the coaches, not through, not through the school.
Right. Gotcha, Scotty. Well, so, we'll see what Dean has for us tonight.
Sounds good. Yeah, I think he'll have some battery preview and probably talk some Clemson golf and maybe some soccer as well. And I'll be up in Columbia. I'll touch base with you tomorrow I guess the Wando girls will just be getting underway when we chat tomorrow.
Sounds good, Scotty. We'll be watching tonight. Right. Appreciate it, man. Have a safe trip to Columbia. We got to take a break. We'll come back, and we've got our award-winning fishing report with our good buddy Mike Gable from Admiral's Point. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Good afternoon. Taking another look at the highways this afternoon. Police are continuing to report the accident on the Wando Bridge westbound. It is blocking the left lane, so use caution there. Still working an accident on I-26 eastbound at mile marker 212. Still reporting a disabled vehicle, Mark Clark eastbound at Virginia Avenue. It's a disabled 18-wheeler. And still reporting an accident on the Ravenel Bridge southbound. EMS and police are on the scene. Now we have reports of a disabled vehicle at Red Bank Road in Wisteria. Another disabled vehicle on Old Town Road at St. Andrews Boulevard. And an accident at Morrison and Cooper Street on the peninsula. This traffic report is being brought to you by Holy City Brewing. Join Holy City Brewing for live music every Friday and Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. and more live music during brunch on Sundays from 11:30 to 2:30. Or compete for house cash while social distancing during team trivia on Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Wolf.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit ConcreteRoseFoundation.com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12.
Brought to you by Disaster Care. When you have water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly cloudy and mild with a high around 68. Partly cloudy with showers around tonight. Chilly with a low around 55. Mostly sunny and mild Friday to launch another low country weekend. A high around 75. Looking ahead, a mostly sunny weekend with steadily rising high temps. With your low country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
This is Al Bradham, owner of Disaster Care. When water disaster strikes, every minute counts. With more equipment and expertise than anyone, our rapid response teams are on the scene fast with everything they could possibly need. From the smallest job in your home to the largest commercial building in town, you have a choice on who to call, so call the largest water restoration company in the state. When water is everywhere, your first call should be Disaster Care.
Water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
Southern Lumber is where knowledge continues to be handed down from generation to generation for over 75 years. Attention to detail, quality products like Anderson Windows, and quality service is what they do. It's who they are. Stop by 2031 King Street and see for yourself what quality means at Southern Lumber and Anderson Windows. Southern Lumber, proudly serving the Lowcountry.
Southern Lumber and Newark, your natural choice for quality.
ESPN Summer Golf Tour is so popular that Stono Ferry is now sold out. Come back Monday, May 17th at 8 a.m. for foursomes for only $98.90 to play the stunning Plantation at Edisto Golf Course. CharlestonSportsRadio.com.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letter, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-574-9188. 800-574-9188. 800-574-9188.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
I'd rather be on a day with my mind on God in the middle of His creation. In an old John boat with my Zipco rod for some private conversation. There might be a few people talking bad about me when they see that I'm a-missing. But I'd rather be on a lake with my mind on God than in church with my mind on fishing.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Thursday afternoon. The man's got, I tell you what, most of it. We got to get Scotty some walk-up music.
I know, I've tried to think about with Scotty, but I don't know what it would be.
I mean, he's
he covers everything.
He's a news guy, so we got to figure out some walk-up music.
And he's like a big guy in Charleston, so I'm thinking like something about the city. Thought about.
We'll figure it out. Time now for our fishing report with our good buddy Mike Abel from Hatteras Point Tackle and Supply. Mike, how are you today?
I'm doing great, gentlemen. How about y'all?
Doing good. How's the fishing? A little cool in the morning, but certainly nice in the afternoon. So I'm sure a lot of folks are out there, throwing that bait out there and trying to get some fish.
Yeah, I tell you what. I mean, talk about a different May compared to last year. I mean, it just like last year felt like it was 90 degrees was like the low, you know, and here it's 75 is the high. It's funny how different it is.
Really. I know we've got the Wahoo tournament, so the Governor's Cup coming up. Mike, kind of explain exactly what that involves. That's a big deal, and the folks who enter this, that's a pretty good financial investment if you're going to fish in the Governor's Cup, isn't it?
I mean, it is. I mean, you don't have a lot of center console boats fishing in it. It's mostly sport fish boats that are fishing it. There are a few center console, but it is. I mean, I don't know what the entry is, but I would bet by the time, you get in the entry and then your fuel and just general expenses for the weekend, I would bet it's probably $5,000 to $10,000, for the weekend, if not more. I mean, it could certainly be more. But it is. It's an investment. But, it's competition alongside all your friends and, family time at night. And just, they're super fun. I mean, it's hard to beat. So, I think a lot of people do it for that. And then, the Governor's Cup, they're raising money at the same time, so a lot of it will go to a good cause. The tackle shop, we sponsor it each year. So it's a fun investment. Maybe is the best way to put it.
And then, they do one in Georgetown, Charleston. It goes to different coastal cities, and then they wrap it up, right?
Yeah, so they normally, in a given year, it would start with Bowhicket, which would have already passed by now. They canceled that tournament because a lot of these Governor's Cup puts it on, but then they have to have the host, which would be, Bowhicket and then Georgetown Marina. Then you have, the CBC, which is the Billfish Classic, which they do out of Patriots. Then last year, I think Megadoc, it was another location that they were using, and I think they were doing some repairs or maybe even building a new dock. And then you typically end it with Edisto Marina. So you definitely have different locations throughout the year. But it's fun. I mean, it's so much fun. I mean, it's, obviously it's a series, so you can win individual tournaments, or then you can turn around and win the whole series, depending on how many you fish. So, we've got Georgetown's coming up in 2 weeks. So it's right around the corner.
Yeah, will you be fishing it up? Is that something you take part in?
Not that I know of.
In other words, if you want to invite Mike to fish with you, give him a call, right?
Well, I mean, I've had plenty of invitations for sure. I mean, I've either been busy at the shop or been under the weather, but I don't know. We'll see. I mean, it's still early. A lot of them are true teams. Just like you have a basketball and football team, they have a core group of guys that will religiously fish with them, and that is the best thing. I mean, whenever you have a new player or a new member on the team, everybody's learning each other, and so the ideal thing is to have a consistent team. And so, a lot of those guys will stick with their regular group, and so it's fun to watch. I mean, there's definitely a lot of very good competition out there, a lot of good fishermen.
Yep, absolutely. Well, let's talk about the fishing. We'll start offshore. What's biting offshore?
So that's still kind of, it's picking up. I mean, I went a couple of weeks ago and we caught, we trolled out deep and we only caught, half a dozen dolphin. So it's kind of sluggish then. That same group that I fished with, they fished on Tuesday. I think they caught I think they caught 10 or 12 dolphin and missed a sailfish. So it's definitely picking up. And there's been some blue marlin around. It doesn't feel like it's quite like it was last year. Last year, I felt like we had the best blue marlin bite that we've had in a very long time. It doesn't feel like it's quite there yet. But at the same time, I mean, it doesn't feel like the dolphin are in full swing here like they normally are. Normally, it can be anywhere like early April, May being the best month, and then June it's starting to fade. Well, it kind of feels like it's a little later. So, it really, you know, if it continues to get better like it has, it'll probably line up very perfectly for all these tournaments.
All right, how about inshore? What's biting there?
Well, I mean, everything's in full swing right now. I mean, especially like on the inshore side. I mean, this weekend we've got some really good trout tides, just meaning they're not as fast moving water. So I think we have a high tide at like 10 a.m. on Saturday and a mild temperature. So I think you could do well, you know, targeting trout. But I mean, you still got all your migratory species that are here now, like your sharks, your Spanish mackerel, bluefish, ladyfish, on top of all your redfish, trout, flounder, and black drum. So everything's in full swing. Should be really good this weekend. You know, weather actually be kind of nice too. You'll have to sweat it out in the 90-degree weather this weekend. So.
Yeah, absolutely. We were talking to Chris Pounder the other day. He comes on with us once a month, and he actually mentioned you guys about it's a great place to get bait. Well, how many different types of bait do you sell? Live bait, I guess.
Well, live bait is pretty much limited to shrimp, mud minnows, and fiddler crabs. And on a consistent level, we have minnows, I would say 95% of the time. Fiddler crabs, it comes and goes. And shrimp is definitely seasonal. You know, in the wintertime, it's hard to get local shrimp. So it's just very hard. We have shrimp at the moment. And it is definitely our goal to keep it at all times. But it just, this spring has been kind of tough for us. I mean, we've had it probably fairly minimally. But as it continues to warm up, the local guys will start catching it. And so that'll make it easier to keep it in stock. And then we have tons of frozen bait. I mean, anything from, you know, squid and shrimp and mullet, chicken necks, if you want to go crabbing, all the way to, you know, your offshore stuff like cigar minnows and Boston mackerel and ballyhoo. I mean, we even sell like 3 and 4 pound bonita, frozen bonita, that guys will go shark with off the beach. You know, I mean, it's a huge bait that they almost leave whole and put a huge hook in it. They go target, you know, 100, 200, 300 pound sharks.
Oh, man. Let's see. One more thing before we let you go. Custom Islander lures coming in. Talk about that.
What was it now?
The Custom Islander lures.
Oh, yeah. We've got, Islander has been a business. Some people call them Hawaiian eyes, but you can basically do different colors. You can pick whatever you want. And so each year we basically do a custom order. You know, so it's some of the things people have seen before, some of them haven't. And so it's just a limited run. We still haven't gotten it yet, hoping to get that in the next week or so. But it's anything, you know, it consists of all your offshore trolling stuff. Like they do an Islander Express, which is just a big chugger head that a lot of folks will use as a pitch bait for blue marlin or use it as a teaser, all the way down to like your junior Islanders, where it's just a mylar skirted lure, basically, that we just pick different colors and different heads. So it's very just custom. So we'll have some of those coming in the next few weeks, we hope.
There you go. All right, folks, for all your hunting and fishing needs, go see Mike and the staff. Hatteras Point Tackle and Supply, two locations, 885 Ben Sawyer Boulevard in Mount Pleasant, West Ashley, located at 47 Windermere Boulevard, west of the Ashley. So, Mike, appreciate it as always. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week, and maybe, just maybe, after being on the show, somebody will invite you to go fishing in the Governor's Cup.
I'll do it. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Hey, I'm going to tell you what. I would have him on my boat, wouldn't you, as much as he knows?
Yeah, I would love to go fishing. If I had a boat to put him on, I'd take him every weekend.
Well, go buy a boat.
Huh?
Go buy a boat.
Pay me more.
I don't pay you at all.
Talk to the man that does pay me.
That's above my pay grade, if you get it.
Hey, but there is this place in Charleston that does rent boats.
Well, there you go.
Maybe we can do an endorsement with them.
Right, then you got to come up with the entry fee, which he said was like $5,000 to $10,000.
Okay, Scott, you got that? Or yeah, Mike? You got a lot of work. Mike's got that.
You got a lot of work to do to get Scott, get Mike to get on your boat.
Mike, we can just go fishing for fun, bro. You don't have to be the Governor's Cup.
Oh man! All right, we're coming up at the end of this hour, and how much time we got? We got to go to break, don't we?
Yeah.
Running late. All right, 2 hours in the books. We got another hour to go. We got a little Mark Kingston audio for you. Next hour also, we'll talk some golf with our good buddy Scott Glaze. So, another hour to go here on this Thursday afternoon. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
If you drive a car or own a home, we can save you a lot of money. I'm Bobby Harrell.
And I'm Kathy Harrell from Harrell Insurance. As an independent insurance agency, we represent over 40 companies.
We shop your rate to save you 30 to 40% on your home or auto insurance instantly.
Save even more if we bundle your policies together.
Call 843-766-9900 today. That's 766-9900.
A 5-minute conversation could save you 30 to 40%.
Harrell Insurance since 1963.
Online at harrellinsurance.com.
At Sparrow and Kennedy, we know that no South Carolina property is the same as the next. Everyone needs something different. That's why we have a full lineup of John Deere equipment, from compact tractors to utility tractors, riding lawn tractors, and Gator UTVs. They're user-friendly, built to last, and have loads of attachment options. And they're always affordable with great financing available. Sparrow and Kennedy and you. Emphasis on you. Learn more at sparrowkennedy.com.
From Stokes Honda, from Stokes Honda.
This is Gary Fuller at Stokes Honda on Rivers Avenue with exciting news. For the first time ever, we're offering 0% APR financing up to 60 months. Now's your chance to buy a new Honda with an interest-free loan for 60 months. Over 450 new Hondas on the ground and hundreds more on the way. So we'll do whatever it takes to make a deal. With up to 200% of KDV for your trade in any condition, that's double your trading value. And exclusive of that offer, Stokes Honda will match your down payment up to $7,000 for the purchase of any new Honda. Or you can buy now and pay later with no payments up to a year. Folks, don't make a $1,000 mistake. You must be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda at 8650 Rivers Avenue or online at StokesHondaNorth.com.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda.
Max down payment match on new pilot elite. Max trade over allowance $4,000. No payments with 20% down plus tax tag and with $499.50 administration fee with approved credit. Offers don't combine.
Do your eyes need an upgrade? Look to the new wave in vitamins to improve your clarity, contrast, light sensitivity, and more. I promise. I promise eye vitamins are the number one doctor-recommended eye supplement. Just listen to three-time major winner and 2020 European Ryder Cup captain Padraig Harrington for I promise.
I promise's promise is that it actually 6 months before you really go get the full benefits. But after 4 months, I've seen subtle changes, nice changes. And it's not an overnight thing, but I noticed, first of all, I'm not getting dry eyes anywhere near as much. I'm not getting in the wind. I'm not getting on airplanes. I started to be able to pick up and read my phone better. Screen time. I know these are how I noticed the changes.
Visit iPromise.com to learn more about how iPromise eye vitamins safely and effectively improve your vision. Act now and get 50% off any product when you use the code PGA. That's iPromise.com to receive 50% off when you use the promo code PGA. Upgrade your eyes with iPromise.
Your auto glass should always have a clear view. That's why you call Clear View Auto Glass free mobile service. Their friendly certified technicians will do an amazing job on your windshield. Locally owned Clear View Auto Glass saves you time, money, and works with all insurance companies. That's why Charleston has trusted Clear View Auto since 1996. 843-569-3300. That's 843-569-3300.
Situated among scenic marshlands with 13 holes along the Wando River and Horlbeck Creek, Rivertown Country Club is the obvious choice for golf in Charleston. This 18-hole Arnold Palmer signature golf course features exceptional putting greens year-round. Rivertown's a true shotmaker's course, benefiting seasoned golfers, yet approachable enough for public play. Located off 41 in Mount Pleasant, call Rivertown Country Club to book your tee time today at 843-849-2400 or visit Rivertown, that's town with an E, countryclub.com.